السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Indeed, your soul has a right over you. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, creator of souls, their initiator, their fashioner, and their perfecter. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul see what it has prepared for tomorrow. O believers, a sound soul is one that is balanced, that is calm, and is healthy. And such a soul is amongst the greatest of blessings a person can have. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, طيب النفس من النعم. He said, a sound soul is from the blessings. Brothers and sisters, indeed our religion gives great importance to the soundness of our souls and to the mental health that we possess. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنَّ لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّا That indeed your soul has a right over you. And it is for this reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to take measures to preserve the soundness of our souls and has forbidden everything that weakens or corrupts it in a way that heralds or brings about its collapse. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا Successful indeed is the one who purifies it, and failed indeed is the one who corrupts it. Brothers and sisters, a balanced soul is a soul that brings about happiness and contentment to the one who possesses it, and drives them towards ultimate achievement and success. So we should ask ourselves, how are we with regards to maintaining our balance? Especially when it comes to our mental health and our sense of wellness. And if we were to question ourselves sincerely, then the bigger question would be, what is it that aids such a balance? And the answer would be, it would be when we make our imperative and our orientation one of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As many of the scholars say, this is sidqut tawajjuh ila Allah, the sincerity of our orientation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby we make Him our qibla, Him our orientation from our hearts, and that we seek our comfort in Him, and we make our paradigm of success one premised on the degree to which we obey His commands, and that we seek to remember Him much, to make dhikr of Him kathira, much in our lives, so that we attain unto this peace of mind and heart. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ Is it not through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that hearts find rest? And we see this in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. For with all of his affairs, whenever the time for prayer came, he would say to Sayyidina Bilal, radiallahu anhu, the one who is the muadhin, the caller to prayer at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would say, Ya Bilal, aqim as-salah, arihna biha. O Bilal, call out the call to prayer, make iqama, or call out the call to prayer. And make establish it thereby. And then he would say, Arahna biha, relieve us with it. Give us our raha, give our comfort through the prayer. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Ju'ilat qurratu 'ayni fi s-salah, that the coolness of my eyes which is the point of utmost intimacy and bliss and contentment, for him was in prayer. And this is what we should seek to emulate, so that we find our Qurrat al-Ayn, we find our ease and comfort and bliss in the prayer and in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, great Sahaba, is reported to have said, "Inna Allah idha qada qada'an ahabba an yurda bihi." That when a person, indeed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees the matter, he loves that people are pleased with it. So one of the ways of bringing about peace to our hearts is to have peace with regards to the qada, the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be his ahkam with regards to the sharia, the halal and the haram, or his ahkam, his rulings with regards to the taqweem, the universe itself, in terms of what has been brought into existence. And so we should not be of those who, when they're faced with hardships, we find ourselves, الَّذِينَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ, that we are as if we're worshipping Allah on an edge, so something pushes us over, and we get clouded by worries, and we see the entire world as dark, and we collapse and submit to despair and hopelessness. Rather, we should be of those who keep their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not who, as the Qur'an says, وَإِن مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوطٌ, that when evil touches them, they become hopeless and despairing, for this is the cave, this is the plot of shaitan. Whereas those who truly believe, there are those who say, as if the Quran says, لَن يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا, and nothing befalls us except what Allah has written for us. And insofar as Allah has written it, i.e. decreed it, they have husna dhan billah. They have a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as this hadith Qudsi says, as if Allah is saying, ana inda dhanni abdi bi, that I am in the opinion of my slave as he thinks of me. And so we should think of Allah the best of opinions. We should have always this perpetual hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should know that even if something appears hard, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, it may be that you dislike a thing, but it is good for you. In that coming about, there is a goodness, because in that, there is a facilitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the way of shaitan is to promise us fear, to promise us something will be a state of loss, or we will be in a state of poverty, both spiritually and materially, so that we succumb to the fear. As the Quran says, أَشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرُ, shaitan threatens you with poverty. Why? لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, so that he may make those who believe sad. But that's not the way of what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling us to, which was a way of contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not a way of given to distress and anxiety and constantly comparing ourselves by the measures and standards of what we think should be happening. But rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِكَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعُهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ, that successful is the one who has accepted Islam, who has been provided with sufficient provision, and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made content with what he has been given. And in reality, the reality of being given to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we're given things often بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without us even being aware of this. None of us demanded existence, and yet we've been given existence itself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the realities of what has been stored for us. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, Allah knows while you do not know. So let us have a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be people of goodness for ourselves and for our families. The way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to bring goodness and good behavior and optimism to his household. And so when we come home, let us leave behind the pressures of life and greet our families with smiles and warmth. Let us treat them with love, kindness, gentleness, and mercy. In a hadith in Muslim Imam Ahmad, it says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِ بَيْتٍ خَيْرًا أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّفْقِ, that if Allah wills good for a household, then he brings amongst them and in that household rifq, gentleness. So let us be reflective of this goodness by being people of gentleness to the household. Let us reflect on the examples of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the example of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as saying, Inna Ibrahim la'awwahun halim, that indeed Sayyidina Ibrahim was forbearing, tender-hearted, and of those who return to Allah often. So let us reflect on how we can incorporate these attributes into our own interactions with our families, with our wider communities. And Sayyidina Ibrahim was someone who he would bring goodness to his offsprings, because he was aware, as the Quran says, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ, that we gave him the glad tidings of a forbearing boy. So he in turn reflected this goodness to his children. So let us be keen, brothers and sisters, to bring about this forbearingness, this goodness, this mercy, this gentleness to our homes and to those we interact with. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.